Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 10, in letter number 3045, Baruch Hashem, dated the 22nd day of Mar Cheshvan, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Agudas Nesheu B'nois Chabad, Snif Montreal. Rebbe is addressing this to the group of the women and daughters of Chabad in the Montreal branch. Hashem Aleihem Yichyu. Tichyano. Baruch HaVisholim. So the Rebbe said like this: I received your letter and I was happy to read in it about the various different discussions and talks which were in during the times of your meetings. And it would be proper, a very good thing, the Rebbe says, if there are the proper people, that by every gathering, you should also be speaking about the portions of the Torah that passed from since the previous gathering, or from the Haftorahs. And the Rebbe says you can find material about it in the talks and the Shmuzin, as you see, and talks from the previous year. So you have to make an effort to widen the circle of those who participate in these meetings. Get more people involved into these meetings. So, Rebbe says, as we are going now to the month of Kislev, in which there are the holy days of Yud, the Yom Tov days, the good days of Yud, Yutes Kislev, and also Hanukkah. So, during these meetings of the group of women and daughters of Chabad, for sure you will discuss matters and that are associated with these specific days. May the blessed Hashem, of course, Yud Kislev was the redemption of the Mittler Rebbe, the son of the Alter Rebbe from jail. Yutes Kislev is the redemption of the Alter Rebbe from jail. So those are the special days, so you should discuss these days. And may the blessed Hashem give, it should be with success in all of the above mentioned, and that will bring success to each one of those participants in their personal matters with blessings. So here the Rebbe is writing this letter to the women groups, and he said he enjoyed getting the report about their discussions at their meetings, but the Rebbe suggests that they discuss the Parsha since the last meeting, and this time before Kislev, discuss about the special days of Yud Kislev, Yutes Kislev. And the Rebbe said, this will bring you success to all of the above, and also in your personal matters. Now, the Rebbe is answering in this Nun Beis, that's in the PS over here. I'm going to answer your question. Since there is a great difference in the age of the members of Neshei Ubnois Chabad, the women and the daughters, and there's a big difference, a gap in the age difference over there. So, because there is such an age difference, it's self-understood that there's also a difference in the problems that are of interest and the various different questions. So you're asking the Rebbe how to address this issue. There is different needs and different groups, there's different ages, and each of the age group has other things that interest them, has problems that they want solved, which is connected. How to address this? So the Rebbe says, in my view, there are such questions and matters which are general, which are important, they connect to all of the members. And there are questions and matters which are connected, tied to a certain age. So in order to address this, you should organize general meetings in which all members come. Over there you will address the general problems, and over there on that gathering they should discuss also about the Seder of the week, or such laws that are connected to everybody for them to know. And besides this, to make other meetings from different groups of the women and daughters of Chabad, in which you will address and you will deal specifically with the problems that are connected with the age of that group. It's self-understood that also on that gathering there's going to be some of the older one, so it's also not is Eichan Achrayis in Onvezdan. Basically, it's Eichan Achrayis, meaning we're not responsible. If some of the elder women want to come to a shir, a class in which they're dealing with problems that are more for the younger women, so she's there. It's not going to hurt anybody. But there needs to be, however, the Rebbe says, also general meetings, and more often for all women together. So it should be for all women, and then there should be additional meetings specifically for certain groups. And the Rebbe hopes that also those that up till now they did not come to these meetings from the Nishei Ubenes Chabad, from the women and daughters of Chabad, and so afterwards they will realize that when they will come to these special group meetings. So I guess there were some of the younger women said they don't have an interest to be with the older women over there with their discussions. But the Rebbe says if you make a meeting for them, for the younger women, and they'll enjoy it, so they will start to also come to this regular, the general meetings. And Rebbe says, hopefully this can all be done in a pleasant and a peaceful way, which would also bring success in the work. So I guess there was an issue over here because of trying to satisfy the different factions within, or age groups within the women's groups. So the Rebbe says they should make two sets of meetings. One set for everybody, and then a special set of meetings that will address the specific needs. And the Rebbe says, maybe if they go to their, if they'll feel that when their age group is there, the things are addressed, they'll come to the other groups, in which should also read from the Sedra, as the Rebbe has discussed before. Interesting how the Rebbe's approach, trying to make everybody feel comfortable and address them and try to attract them to the other meetings. But the Rebbe is definitely saying to have everybody together, there's a lot of value to that as well, just making the large group and everybody joining forces.